Well, sure, shit, I can do that. You can take your head slime in, you can't even see. I bet that's a little hard shit you can.
Mm-hmm. You ever that called tarpon or terrapin?
Tortures or something like that.
But you just call them hard shell?
Yeah, I just call them hard shell or cooter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm call them cooters.
What kind of fish do you get around here? You go fishing pretty much, don't you?
Well, no, I don't go too much on sometimes. Well, they got bream, they got sand perch, they got walmouth, they got trout, they got catfish, and blackfish.
All these
rivers. Mm-hmm. And then in the ocean, they have snapper, and they have redfish, and they have mullet, and all down there. Mm-hmm.
Do you go down to the ocean much?
Mm-mm, I don't go at all. I generally, when they come out and bring fish, you know, I buy some from the freezer.
It's not far to the ocean, though, is it? To the Gulf?
On that side. Well, to Keaton Beach, on the side, way down on South Perry.
Is that a good beach?
Well, yeah, and they got several beaches down there.
Hmm.
Yeah, a lot of people around here, when they make their crop, well, like a lot of them works in the store down there, make their year and want to take a vacation. A lot of them goes down there and rent a house for a week or two at the beach. Now, my son went down there when he was leaving. Him and his wife go down. I think it was Keaton Beach he went to.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a stand down there where they sold canned and different stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And while he was there, he was manager, you might say. He just taking over. And then when he take a note and go out fishing, he had a boat and he had his reel and he go out fishing. Then he come back and go to, they had a house rented, so he go in there and lay down and rest. So me and his daddy went down there one day and cared dinner, you know, stuff, and enjoyed it with him. But just go to the beach, I don't ever go that way.
Mm-hmm. What about the thing that pearls grow in?
The what?
Things that pearls grow in.
Pearls?
Uh-huh. Thing, it's got a shell to it like this and you get
you
it
mean
from
mean a snail?
No, something that you get from the ocean.
Well, now snails come from the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And then others that you eat, oysters.
Okay. And, what about something else that comes from the ocean that you can, a little sea animal, it's got a little shell to it?
It might be them, sea turtles.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them as big as, I don't know what, they have to take 2 or 3 people to turn them over. And then they got little ones too. And then there's crabs too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What do you use to go fishing with when you...
They have live bait on them, you know, these down there. But now here we go with oak worms and maple worms and earthworms and things around here, run to the rivers here.
What's the live bait that they have?
They buy them some at the...
What is it? Kind of fish? Or?
Mm-hmm, it's a little fish.
What do you call them?
Some of them call them. Well, my brother bought some. I don't remember what he called them. Kept them, put them in, even put them in the ice box and froze them. Then when they bring them out, they come to him. Oh, what are they? Well, anyway, he bought some of them and cared for life, eh? But he got one. I don't know what man down here between him and the pig.
You know what? A little fish, though, about this size that you can use for bait.
Oh, we can catch them out of these ponds.
What are they called?
Perch or pike. A little pike by that ball. That's the best kind of bait for a big fish. Or a little perch about like that.
What about minnows or shiners? Or
well, a lot of people buy some shiners. But now a minnow, they don't hardly have food with them. They're too small.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But now, when the high water was down here, I bet we could have dipped up a bucket full of minnows. It's coming through, you know, going through these ponds. Yeah, they buy a lot of shiners down here at this place, and then the things like that when they go won't live beach, you know. Go out in the ocean and catch the big old redfish. Now my nephew, he went out there the Sunday, and I feel how many 100 pounds he caught. And these big old redfish, you know.
Snappers?
And snappers and things. Mm-hmm. He sells it and gets a lot of money out of it.